Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released a new developer beta of iOS 13.6 and iPadOS 13.6. This follows last week's release of an iOS 13.5.5 beta to developers and public beta users, but Apple is renaming the beta and referring to this week's release as iOS 13.6 Beta 2. This is not the first time Apple has recently changed the numbering of an iOS beta release. Just last month, we jumped from iOS 13.4.5 to iOS 13.5 when Apple introduced the Exposure Notification API. At the time, Apple explained that any revision of iOS that uses a new SDK must have its minor version numbering changed. Seemingly, that's what's also happening here, but there aren't many user-facing changes in iOS 13.6. In fact, one of the only changes is that there's a new toggle in the Settings app to automatically download future software updates. The new automatic updates setting allows your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch to automatically download software updates when you're connected to Wi-Fi. iOS has long allowed you to automatically install software updates overnight, and this new toggle simply builds on that feature. No longer will you have to manually download an update, but iOS will still send you a push notification before an update is installed overnight. We are still digging through this new beta of iOS 13.6, and we'll have any new changes on 9to5mac.com. In other news, Apple may be about to refresh the iMac's external design after more than 8 years. According to a new leak from Sonny Dixon, a new iMac is set to arrive later this month as part of Apple's WWDC announcements. The new iMac would feature slim bezels similar to the Apple Pro Display XDR, and it would also abandon spinning hard drives in favor of an all-SSD lineup. This also means that there will no longer be any Fusion Drive options for the iMac, with Apple instead opting purely for SSD drives. This iMac refresh will also reportedly bring Apple's T2 security chip for the first time in an iMac, and there would also be new GPU options from AMD. The iMac has been showing its age for a while. The last time its external design was changed was in 2012 with a new casing that tapers down to 5mm thickness on the side. But again, this design feature can only be seen from the side, and looking head-on, the iMac's front design has remained unchanged for a decade. This new rumor comes ahead of Apple's all-online WWDC 2020 event, which is shaping up to be a busy week for Apple users and developers. Apple is expected to announce its transition to ARM processors in the Mac, as well as iOS 14 and other software updates, and apparently a new iMac design. Last but not least today, Apple is asking some of its employees to get ready to return to the office starting next week on June 15th. Following an extended work-from-home policy due to COVID-19, Apple is now planning a very limited return to physical offices, with many restrictions and guidelines in place. There are already a small number of employees and executives who are back in the offices, but now the company wants to bring even more people back to work as it prepares new product launches for the second half of 2020. What Apple calls phase one of this process will begin on Monday, allowing more workers to return to Apple's headquarters on specific days. This includes Apple Park, Infinite Loop, and other Apple facilities in Silicon Valley. Most of the staff who are now returning to offices work on projects scheduled to be launched in the second half of the year. Workers will have to follow strict requirements to avoid COVID-19 spread. Apple will require that everyone wear a mask, and certain areas will be roped off to avoid large gatherings. Apple will also check body temperatures of employees, offer on-site COVID-19 testing, and ask employees to socially distance from each other. There will also be staggered schedules in place, so not everyone comes to the office on the same day, and some teams might only come in a few times per week. Apple is also continuing to gradually reopen its retail stores in the US and around the world. You can follow along with that process at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.